You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
As the Wimbledon Tennis Championships continue at the All England Club, we're asking how blind and partially sighted tennis fans can follow along with the action more easily. I'm joined now by Tim Devine, Chief Invention Officer from developers of Action Audio, innovation company AKQA. Tim, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Well, Tim, if you could start at the beginning, what is Action Audio and how does it work?
Action Audio uses data that's generated through the playing of sport to surface more information about what's happening on the court to give those of us who are blind or low vision more agency to figure out what's going on in the game.
And for tennis, Action Audio has been used at the Australian Open and Queen's, among others. What's the reaction been like from blind and partially sighted fans?
Yeah, I mean, it's been phenomenal, to be honest. And we had this sort of provocation, I suppose, 4 or 5 years ago now. And we weren't sure whether it would be meaningful because, you know, the difference between Action Audio and commentary is that it's not using voice. So it's all abstract sounds. We wanted to create something. We thought there might be an opportunity to create something that was complementary to the commentary. So in the same way, the footage is complementary, the camera footage and feed is complementary to the commentary, we thought that there would be an opportunity for us to surface a bit of information that you get from all the ridiculous amount of data that is captured from a sport. And the reaction has been phenomenal. People have actually found like it was the timeliness, because we use real-time data that is used for electronic line calling in tennis. It gives us the ability to create things that get to surface information really fast in a lot of detail that gets missed in commentary, and even in radio commentary it's just not possible to capture all of that. So people feel wrapped up in the emotion. They can kind of celebrate and not celebrate when things happen and when everybody else does, because that's what sport is. Sport is social. So it's really nice to be able to hear that feedback.
Is it hard to pick up for new users? If you're used to experiencing TV or radio commentary for sports, does it take a while then to get into the rhythm of a tennis match?
Yeah, well, we develop it for different sports, we work with those of us who are blind or low vision to kind of figure out what's a good level of, you know, onboarding, I suppose, required, because we've worked with the NBA in the last couple of years and, you know, there's thousands of games in a season. It's ridiculous. So if you're a big fan, then you watch a lot of basketball, you experience a lot of basketball. So what we found from the research was that people want it to be accessible and as familiar as possible as it can be. So when in tennis, there is a blind version of tennis. So blind tennis uses rattles in the ball. So it's pretty easy to understand that when the ball is hit, that's the sound of where the ball is. We use the rattle and spatialize it so you can kind of hear where it is. And then we do have sounds for forehand and backhand. And we have a sound for how close it is to the line. So sport is really about building tension. And I think most entertainment is about tension and release. And sport's really good at that. So there's nothing better than watching it or getting experiencing a tennis player that is just pushing the ball to the edges of the play space. It just just builds more and more tension. It's like, will it go out? Will it stay in? So yeah, it requires some onboarding, but it's a balance between value and effort to onboard.
And you mentioned tennis and basketball specifically there. Are there other applications to the technology? Have you tried it in other sports or maybe outside of sport itself?
Yeah, it's very good for sports. So we're working with the NHL. At the moment, we're talking to the NHL about doing it with them. And yeah, we've got football covered as well. It's very similar to basketball, football for Action Audio. But outside of sport, it feels like it's a bit too open world. So the good thing about sport, tennis is a really good example, is that it's very sequential. So especially in a singles match, so when one person's hitting, then the other person is receiving, and you know there's likely to be a bounce. You know, all these things you can kind of infer, which you don't think about when you're experiencing tennis. And there's boundaries, very real boundaries, whether it's time or space. So it's easier for us to provide information. When it starts to become open-ended, it becomes less useful. And I think there are other products doing a really good job at that, like Be My Eyes and things like that.
And the data that's being collected during the tennis match, is that something that was already being collected for archive purposes, for training purposes by tennis players, or is that something that Action Audio have gone out and sort of made a point to go out and collect these bits of information?
It's a bit of both. Mostly we're working with, organizations like Hawkeye, who do the electronic line calling, so to check if the ball's in or out. They do that. They have a ridiculous amount of data. Same with basketball. Hawkeye provide, down to the left, the thumb of every player at 60 times a second, which is phenomenally ridiculous how detailed that data is. And we don't need it, that level of detail. It's been really, Action Audio is really built on that confluence, to be honest, the confluence of the quantification of sport. So, understanding it through data and analysis and spatialized audio and things like that. So it's a bit of both, but we also create our own data feeds where we don't need as much information, but we need it quicker. So Hawkeye is pretty fast. But we also sometimes need it a bit quicker because you can hear the difference between, immediate and 400 milliseconds later.
And is the technology something that's been created with blind and partially sighted people in at the ground floor? Have there been VI folks involved in the development of the Action Audio system?
Yeah, we can't do it without the work. It's not feedback. We've been working with a whole bunch of blind and low vision co-designers for years now, and they are invaluable. Obviously, like the way we go about it is we try and understand the sport and what makes the sport interesting, and we create provocations, and then we bring them into a process with our co-designers, and they kind of say what's missing. We kind of always like to start at the ground level, like, what do you want to know about the sport? What would you want to know if you could know that about the sport? And so it's sort of it's a dialogue and it's a collaboration in that sense. But yeah, it's a definite, like, there's no way we could do it otherwise. And people have been so generous and into what we're doing, to the point where they're making sounds and doing all sorts of things and keeping in touch and sending us examples of stuff, months later. It was like, hey, I found this. Maybe this is good. So it's feeling like we're building a little bit of a community around the world, which is really nice.
And in very exciting news, Action Audio will be at Wimbledon this year for a very special pilot. How's that been going?
Great. Yeah, no, this year we're trialing the court side. So we've been doing it for broadcast, and there's a natural delay in broadcast for tennis, for all broadcast sport, and that is really good for Action Audio because we want to be able to have it exactly when the sound's happening, exactly when the events happen in sport. But this year and last year, we've been exploring with Wimbledon the opportunity to actually create Action Audio for the courtside experience. And that's just been a work in progress. We weren't sure whether people would want to have headphones on or earpieces on in a live setting, knowing that that might be a very significant sense for people. So we feel like we validated it. We feel like we've validated that, yes, some amount of audio gear on the head is good if it gives enough value, and it seems to. So yeah, really, people seem to feel like they're really wrapped up in the emotion and able to cheer when everybody else cheers, as things escalate, as they do in tennis.
Well, very exciting. Where can we find out more information about Action Audio and follow along where the service will be available next?
Sure, the best place to go is action-audio.com, and there that's basically our homepage there. And if you have any questions or comments, or you'd like to participate in any of the co-design work that we do for the different sports as they emerge, our goal is to start to move into more expressive sports like surfing and gymnastics and other things. So we're really keen to get some fans involved in that. And yeah, so the website is the best place, and you can reach us through there if you like.
where we look forward to hearing lots more about the future of Action Audio. Tim Devine, Chief Invention Officer at AKQA, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Wonderful. Thanks, Paul.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.